CUNY Radio. My name is Corey Cool, and I represent Cool University. It is Wednesday, the 27th of July, and all I gotta say is my hump, my one manly hump. That's right, baby, hump day midweek. Today's show should be nothing short of a great show. We're doing something a little different today. I'll explain in a second. First, I don't ask you for much, but I'm about to ask you for something. Can you please like the episodes, leave a comment, a 5-star rating, whatever you may think is fair. You know what I think is fair. Most importantly, please share these episodes because you and I are part of a tribe that needs to continue to grow. If, and only if, you are listening to this podcast, chances are I got your math. But if you don't want me potentially stalking you, all in your phone, texting, subscribe for notifications. Follow me on the gram at Cool University and send your comments, ratings, and all other things regarding today's episode to cooluniversity.com. Now that that's out the way, how are you? You look good. Haven't seen you in a couple hours. You look good, man. Let me know. Turn around. I'm just like, ladies only. All right, dudes, stay where you are. Yesterday was a super long day for me. I'm worn out, bro. I'm not going to hold you. Did the morning show, 7 to 9 a.m. That's right, the morning madhouse on the voice of NCC 90.3 FM. Turned around. Did a Nassau mix that aired 2 a.m. this morning. Had to record like a generic show in case I catch the bubble guts. Don't pass my COVID test with a 65. So this show plays, a play a cool show that is. This will play in case I'm sick or something like that. So it has to be like a very generic kind of vibe, but it's still jamming. So I had to do that. And then lastly, I had to turn around, write and record a show for you today. So it was a ton of work, but I don't think I would be happy doing anything else. So a lot going on. We're moving into a different space today because for once, three worthy people are celebrating a birthday today. And I'm like, wow, who's going to be the freestyle? Who's going to, and I couldn't choose. So today is about birthdays. Consider it one big mathematics segment. The first person that's celebrating a 30th birthday today is an artist I picked out a long time ago. I thought he would be big, and he's making his way. I thought it would have been a little faster, but he is definitely making his way. I haven't been in love with somebody's like record persona in a very, very long time. But I'm talking the Bitcoin Batman, Shia LaBeouf down, Jean Fraud Van Scam, Prada Prettiest, Stone Cold Steve Lawson, the Valentino Viper, or the Ferragamo Falcon, the Bay Area's own Guap Dad, 3000 turns 30. This guy's fresh off tour with Wale and my good buddy Cam Wallace. Has a new record. I want to introduce it to you. Real player, real smooth. It's called Black Iverson. And we got it right here for you on CUNY Radio.
Yeah, my world's white, but I'm Black Iverson. Yeah, my world's right, but I'm Black Iverson. When I started ballin', I was sliding shit. I was in the club before I was 21. Yeah. Now I'm with a savage and she 21. I used to rock 200s around 21s. Now I'm in Atlanta, shout out 21. Started in the back, now I'm in the front. In a durag, in a beater like I'm Iverson. You niggas play all day. I made a lane, y'all stole the sauce and I watched all y'all take. I hope it tastes amazing, consider that y'all grace. Apologize ahead of time for metal flying y'all face. We turn this shit into Lebanon cause a gang not far away. And we know where y'all stay, so let's keep it player while fighting. We can do credit fraud all day. She wanna crash at my crib tonight, but she leave eyelashes and stupid shit my bitch gon' find. I hit that pussy with a Pikachu beanie on. On top of Murakami pillow eating Cinnagon. A lot of niggas come around me, try to be the same. But I can't practice with no niggas, that's not in the game. Bitch, I'm Black Iverson. When I started ballin', I was sliding shit. I was in the club before I was 21. Now I'm with a savage and she 21. I used to rap 200s around 21s. Now I'm in Atlanta, for the show. Now my trailer say it's Guap Dad on HBO. Bottles of champagne get delivered to my home. I'm in cologne, smelling like weed, buying cologne. Miami, it's not cold. No, we not on a boat. I'm on a river with my bros. We in booby trap with at least 15 hoes. I did 10,000 hours, then did 15 more. Cause I'm always tryna double my stats and team goals. Hoes shed a box in the middle like bingo. With no prize to take, so we both on the floor. But you ain't never played. You a fan, have a seat, sit down and watch the game. Bitch, I'm Black Iverson. When I started ballin', I was sliding shit. I was in the club before I was 21. I'm with a savage and she 21. Badass. I used to rap 200s around 21. Stupid young nigga. Now I'm in Atlanta, shout out 21. Started in the back, now I'm in the front. In a do-rag and a beater like I'm Iverson. Raved up.
Yes, that was Guap Dad 3000 with Black Iverson, not to be confused with White Iverson. Real dope live performance on Color Studio. I don't know if you've ever heard of it, but you can check that out. Shout out Guap Dad 3000, our first birthday celebration as he comes around to the big 3-0. This episode right now is brought to you by All You Need to Know About the Music Business, the book by veteran music lawyer Don Passman and dubbed the industry Bible. For the first time, it's now 10th edition. Don Passman leads novices and experts alike through what is the most profound change in the music business. And that, my friend, is streaming. As of right now, head to cooluniversity.com, grab you one. It'll help keep the doors open. A little piece of mathematics for you. 1993, Fat Joe, known then as Fat Joe the Gangsta, released his debut album Represent on Relativity Records. Violator Management, that's right, RIP Chris Lighty. I'm glad he changed his name. I'm glad he dropped that. I'm glad he learned quickly. The album's lead single, Flow Joe, peaked at number 82 on the Billboard Hot 100. And by the mid-1994, he released his second single, what would be the baseline kind of still of a flourishing career. One of the few artists I think that can make anything. He can make a dope girl track, he can make a flossing track, he could also make some gangster shit, because word on the street is Terror Squad was nothing to play with. Shout out right now, Not So Fat Joseph. All right, go listen to that debut album, Represent. 1999, the second studio album by the New Orleans hip-hop group Hot Boys, Guerrilla Warfare, was released on Cash Money Records. Of course, it was an instant hit. Now, debuted at number 5 on the Billboard 200 and number 1 on the top R&B hip-hop albums chart, selling a whopping 142,000 copies its first week. Produced all by Manny Fresh. Lead single, We On Fire, which was placed at number 49 on Billboard. So, you know, mid-success, but for them, coming out of nowhere, this was huge. Another charting single was I Need a Hot Girl, which peaked at number 65 on Billboard 100, but is now kind of like a classic when you're thinking about that group as a whole. The album was recorded in 1 week, as Turk said, in Miami, but went on to do such huge things. This might have seemed like a slow start, but I told you, it remained one of the most successful albums as a group and with Cash Money Records. That was something right there on the East Coast I wasn't really banging. I mean, come on, it was DMX albums out. He did like 2 in a year and change, so I wasn't getting to that. But I learned to respect the game. Shout out to the Hot Boys and free BG, damn it. So here we are. We're celebrating birthdays today, right? We're talking this next guy here, well, might not be liked too much at the moment, but you know, I believe in being, you know, innocent until you're proven guilty, unless you're certain people. Some people are just, you know, I buried you already. I buried you already. But listen, I'm talking Daystar Peterson, aka Tory Lanez, celebrates 30 years old as well, born in Toronto. Before the little mishap, man, he was a real shooting star. He took his leap to mainstream popularity with his Quarantine Radio over the you know, pandemic time, grabbed the attention of millions of people who were bored at home and had no entertainment. Tory did a really good job entertaining us until, you know, the nonsense occurred. But right now, we are celebrating 30 years of Tory Lanez. That's right. This record I want to get to is called Bid, B-I-D. It's Tory Lanez, man, right here on CUNY Radio.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. All right, cool. Ultra Park.
Jumped into what the fuck is that? Took a shot at any out of bag. Girl, you know it's real, I ain't tryna brag. I just wanna take it to the bag. Why you let a nigga bust it down, bust it down, bust it down, oh yeah. Bust it down, bust it down, bust it down, oh yeah.
Wait, in the trap with the top and the cash, ayy. I won't tolerate a bitch talking back, ayy. Now she looking at me, throwing that shit back, ayy. 20 motherfucking racks on a bad day. Jumped in a what the fuck is that? Drunk and it ain't no coming back. Pussy nigga don't get hit on with the 30. Sending bullets looking all across the map, ayy. See your niggas don't know how to act. I fought on the re-up, got it back. Shooter right beside me with the curry. You gon' let me rag, cause I
jumped into what the fuck is that? Took a shot at any out of bag. Girl, you know it's real, I ain't tryna brag. I just wanna take it to the bag. Why you let a nigga bust it down, bust it down, bust it down, oh yeah. Bust it down, bust it down, bust it down, oh yeah.
Wait. Crack that head and see, and I'm drunk, ayy. We don't know you, you can't smoke the blunt, ayy. Yeah, I see the ops in the front, but
I got a Glock in my Louis V chokes.
Jump, you know what the fuck is that? Drunk and it ain't no coming back. I might pull up to her block 7:30. And fuck her once, I know I'll get attached. She mad, I keep pulling on her tracks. Bought her Uber here, but I didn't buy it back. Fuck her like, all of this is facts.
She just wanna throw that ass back when I'm
jumped into what the fuck is that? Took a shot at any out of bag. Girl, you know it's real, I ain't tryna brag. I just wanna take it to the bag. Why you let a nigga bust it down, bust it down, bust it down, oh yeah. Bust it down, bust it down, bust it down, oh yeah.
That's right, Tory Lanez celebrating 30 years on the planet. That record was called Bid. Hope we get this whole Megan Thee Stallion thing sorted out, because I could really figure out if I love him or hate him or not. All right, like, you're making this tough for me. And the fact that it's taken 2 years and change, almost 3 years, to figure out if somebody popped somebody or not is beyond me. I need the secrets in that car. Happy birthday, my brother, or not, depending on what happens in the next couple months. Let's talk some news, man. So this is actually an old story that seems to have picked up some steam over the last day or so. Mace is accused, that's right, MA dollar sign E, murder Mace, Pastor Mason, is accused of questionable business practices by 5EO Foreign. During a recent interview with the Million Dollars Worth of Game podcast, shout out Gilly, shout out Wallow, the Brooklyn rapper suggested he was locked in a questionable contract with the, you know, Harlem Renaissance guy and his Rich Fish Records. While 5EO usually, you know, is pretty mute on the subject, he explained to the co-host that a friend of his brought him to Mace and pressured him into signing the paperwork. He quoted, "That nigga that brought me to him, he was like, yo, man, just sign that shit. You bugging," he explained. I'm like, yeah, read it. He's like, nah. All right, just sign it. It's good. So I signed it. He explained the advance was $5,000. At the time, 5E considered that a lot of money. He added, quote, "I thought that shit was going to last until whenever it was going to last. That shit ain't last 2 weeks. Something's up with your money management, brother. That's neither here nor there." So he was saying, like, you know, Mace really knew the business a lot and I didn't know nothing. He then accused Mace of trying to, like, fake explain how the money would have been divided and ultimately determine I'm in a better situation now. He gets what he gets, like, you know, whatever he gets, but I control all of my money and stuff like that. Now, things like this happen all the time to young artists that are affected, you know, by signing something like that. Lack of money, lack of knowledge, wanting to just get the hell out of their circumstance. It leads artists to sign unthinkable contracts. And the irony of this whole thing is that the man who is being accused currently in a litigation right now with Diddy for, well, the same practices. Now, for someone who is familiar with the music business, I always consider the first sign as like a well-paying, like a, the first sign, like a low-paying 9-to-5 that allows you to travel. It's like you work for your travel. That's what I always thought the first sign was. Some artists think they should own the joint, one album in. And, you know, some of the contracts are really bad. For instance, the one where we talked about Mace, but, you know, it's $5,000. You took the $5,000. But what's crazy is a lot of these artists will go online and bitch while in the red. So it's kind of like this, right? If you lent me some money, let's say I'm like, yo, let me hold some money. Let me hold some money for a project. You're like, all right, cool. All right, Cease, I'm gonna give you X amount of dollars. So now I go out there, I do my one album. Let's just say the album doesn't really make back the X amount of dollars that you gave me. Now I ask you for some more dollars and you're like, well, you didn't really make back on the dollars that I gave you the first time. And I say, you know what? That's wrong. I want out. I go to social media. I'm like, yo, you, yeah, you, I'm talking to you. You're bad. Won't let me out this contract. Got me stuck. Slave practices. And you're like, wait a minute now. How am I supposed to let you go? And you didn't pay me back for the first time. Who's really in the wrong there? Like I said, a lot of these artists are young, have not seen anything outside of their neighborhood and just dying to get out. But I do think going forward, this should be some kind of renegotiating, you know, a rookie contract, because you really didn't understand what it was you were signing. Or young artists, take the time. I know it's tough and you want to sign it, you want the money, you want the glitz and the glamour, but you're better off just taking a little bit of time to sort things out. And of course, times have changed for Favi, you know, since signing the contract back in 2019. I think some renegotiating probably needs to be done, because I'm pretty sure his 5 G's have been made back, or he's trying to hold on to this rich fish. All right, well, look, we're talking three rappers today who are celebrating birthdays. We talk WAP Dad 3000 out of the Bay. We talk Tory Lanez out of Canada. Both celebrating 30th birthdays, but one birthday is a little close to my heart. Young Dolph, man, would have been celebrating a birthday today. We all know his life was taken outside of Makita's cookie shop in his hometown of Memphis. Hearts are still crying out, man, as I believe a couple of young men are in custody. But nothing has come about it yet as far as sentencing is concerned. And no matter if we got them and they're in custody and they're going to be sentenced, it still doesn't bring Dolph back. So let's take a second to rock out for our lost homie, Young Dolph. This record right here is called To Be Honest. Get me ready up.
What Juicy say? He like,
shut the fuck up!
Yeah, I'm blessed, yeah. Came a long way from we was living in the chicks. Told you I was a dog, baby, when we first met. Told you nothing like the rest, so what the fuck did you expect? To be honest, I don't care about your opinion. Where the check? Where the check be? I put her out and didn't call her till the next week. Your baby mama said your pussy ass a deadbeat.
What?
And I just spent 3 feet down on a neck piece.
Yeah, yeah.
You know how I came in, so you know how I'm coming. Retro number something's with the
Saint Laurent. Doff, you be killing it, man, the way you put that shit on. Gold chain, gold glasses, prime time like Dion. You a square, you ain't never fucked a bitch in a dope house. 40 P's in the sofa, that's a dope couch. I could never cross my niggas out for no amount. Free all of my niggas till they out.
Yeah, I'm blessed. Came a long way from we was living in the chicks. Told you I was a dog, baby, when we first met. Told you nothing like the rest, so what the fuck did you expect? To be honest, I don't care about your opinion, where to check. To be honest, I don't care about your opinion, where to check. To be honest, I don't care about your opinions, where to check. Hey. Remember what it feel like to not have shit. Didn't even have no toilet tissue for when I took a shit. Now when I wake up, look in the mirror, I can't believe this. I got an eating habit like Cletus. Whole lot of bread every season.
Big cake.
Smoking weed and laughing like I'm Beavis. Pull up in the devil, I mean a demon. Trigger finger itch, just give me a reason. Cut throat, nigga, all my niggas greasy. Her titties big, then I suck them like I'm teething. Still got the plug on the mid in Phoenix. Yeah, I'm blessed. Came a long way from we was living in the chicks. Told you I was a dog, baby, when we first met. Told you nothing like the rest, so what the fuck did you expect? To be honest, I don't care about your opinion, where to check. Honest, I don't care about your opinion, where to check. To be honest, I don't care about your opinions, sir. Where to check.
Young Dolph, R.I.P. And a happy birthday. Such a clean life taken, you know? Lord knows what was really going on in the street, you know? But I don't think it needed to end that way. Would have been celebrating the birthday today. Shout out to Memphis. I know one of your biggest stars was taken. I know one thing, man. I really hope you had a good time rocking out with me today on this Wednesday midweek, trying to get you ready, trying to get you in the mind to finish this one out. We're almost there to partying responsibly, but I got to bust a couple moves, man. I go by the name Corey Cool. I represent Cool University. You can find me on the voice of NCC 90.3 FM, where I play a cool every Thursday, 7 to 8 p.m. If you're not in the Long Island area, don't even worry. You could download the iHeart or Odyssey app and search WHPC. Can't catch it live. The replays of the Play a Cool show are available on SoundCloud. Man, I'm telling you, you cannot miss the greatest hour in hip-hop and R&B radio. I'm also with the Morning Madhouse Tuesday morning, 7 to 9. Me, Looney, Justin, Antonio, and my favorite girl in the world, Gina. We are just an amazing crew to be with. So if you can, check that out as well. That's Tuesdays, 7 to 9 a.m., the Morning Madhouse. Shout out to my guys, Cigars and Whiskey Pod. Just had an episode drop. I'm there behind the camera. Do yourself a favor. Go to cooluniversity.com and grab all you need to know about the music business. A great gift for yourself. If you're looking for knowledge or young artists that may be in need, like we said, you don't want to end up like Fabian and then a Mace, huh? So make sure, by Donald Passman, that book you can find at cooluniversity.com. Listen, I gotta go, all right? So from me to you, have a great day and party responsibly. See you tomorrow.
That was so good.